So, hello. Hopefully, I'm being heard clearly. It's hot as hell, so hopefully you can hear me through this fan in the background. This is just about to be like fluctuating and floating just all over the place. It may come across as a paradox, like it may come across as, I don't know, monotone, may even come across like I'm eradicating certain genres of existence. Like, it's just about to be all over because, you know, I'm not typing currently. I normally just type out everything unconsciously that just floats and fluctuates itself out via my fingertips, but instead I just thought I would just verbalize this so perhaps I can come back and listen to it for myself and others, you know, if you feel that tired too. So it is currently, jeez, I haven't done this in so long. It's May 28th, 2019. I just had a birthday a few weeks ago, April 13th, officially 27 via this shell, via this existence of breathing, earthly, physical age, because, you know, and I'm dimensions away internally. I'm probably just, well, I'm immortal, so I can't really give you an ancient age right now. I don't know. Maybe the tree gods can. Meanwhile, I think I have, like, questions, too, about, like, and this gonna come across like I'm having a whole conversation with somebody, but it's fine. You should just see my notes section, because it just does, I do this. I really hope this fan ain't interluding. Okay, so what popped in my head, like, prior to this is, I feel like I have questions for, like, towards the universe, but not in an equilibrium state. Like, I'm all into self-recovery. I feel like that's definitely major to endorse, and that's a particular spice of life I want to just belong in. I'm all into self-redemption. I'm all into self-balance, of course. I'm all into self-healing. AKA, I'm just all into self-unconditional. Doesn't even matter what form, as long as it's equilibrium and it's unconditional. And my favorite place to be is internally and healing and, you know, archetyping my soul, basically. throughout this uniform, I am, sometimes I fall short, sometimes I lack the willpower and the strive to adopt and adapt and not absorb certain attributes of my surroundings. And it doesn't even have to be a physical surrounding. It's just my surroundings in whole. Because, you know, products carry energy levels and vibrations and, you know, anything. It could be clothing. It could be your sofa, whatever, whichever. You know, if you are familiar with any form of spiritualism, you are aware of this. You know, product, your surroundings feed directly you. So you have to detox and fast from your product sometimes, and from, and parts of me feel like I have to fast for myself sometimes, because although I'm very in tune with spiritual, with physical, it kind of, I fall short a lot, because I give in a lot to earthly urges, because I'm here having a physical experience. And when I just realized, I said because. So that was kind of an excuse that I just did that. Okay. See, I corrected myself. All right, cool. So when I say I give in to physical urges, it doesn't even have to be, it's not even sensual. It's not even intimacy. It's not even sexual, too. Because they're three different things. If you know your work, you should get in tune with that. It's three different things. I do, because I'm celibate. I definitely am. I'm every bit of celibate. Not for others, more so for myself. Because it's like a, I don't know. It's so releasing to me too. And I had to reintroduce myself to me. I had to regain my own trust with my own body, my own self-respect for myself. It had nothing to do with any other individual. It had too much to do with me. I was just at a point in my belonging to myself that I didn't. Like, I didn't feel like I was mine. I felt like I was more so just giving in to things that I didn't even, it was more acquiring than it would ever have been a need. It was just me just being like, okay, let me just go soar over here just because it's over here. Like, temptation just looks real, real intoxicating right now. And it's just really like, it looks inviting. And that was just the only reason. It had nothing to do with an emotional status. It had nothing to do with a feeling connection. It just made me feel like I didn't respect, I didn't have the correct adjustment within my mission, because everyone has their own thing. I don't care about people being free with their sexuality, their sexual identity, nor their physical sex life. I mean, hey, whatever. That's you. You know, I try not to focus on how others move, because I don't feel like I deserve to have an opinion on people's, like, bodies. Like, I don't know. Like, it's not a child or anything. So it's like, what? I don't care. Like, I've had my moments to where I've been at this place to where it's like, I'm gonna do what I want. Like, it's my body. The body is an art. Like, it needs to be seen and to some sorts worshipped and caressed correctly, and, you know, I don't know, indulged into, like, devour me, shit. But as I got to a strict, I'm gonna say strict, section of my belief system, I started to strip myself of urging certain things, certain people, because I have, my thing is, it's really rare that I need an individual, so my wants had to matter to me, because I think that in order for me to need an individual, it would have to be more of a routine thing, because I've came across some delightful, brilliant individuals to whom I just connected with on levels that it was from tantra to levels of dimensional attire. It was just so, it was electrifying. And I'm a really tantalizing individual. So when I say something is captivating, it really is. It's like, I'm very kaleidoscopic. I'm very, like, sublime. You know, I'm very, like, enchanting. But I have those moments I'm very wicked. And I'm very evil. And my wittiness is just out of this world for no reason. Anywho, so I told you this about to be all over the place. You're probably like, what? How did we get here and there and then back here, then there and then and up and down and around? And well, that's just the world we live in, honey. Like, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I told you, I'm not thinking. I'm just going to spill it out. Because literally, this is how it is when I type. Like, when I'm typing, I normally just type. And it just all comes out. Whatever comes out, I don't like to think. I like to do projects with myself. Okay, so I do want to, this is coming to me, I do want to get back to me stating about my spiritual mission, because I feel like, and I'm very, like, another thing about my spiritual mission is I'm claircognizant. If you're not aware of claircognizant, you should just go and look it up. It's C-L-A-I-R-A C-O-G-N-I-Z-A-N-T or Z-A-N-C-E claircognizant, because it's forms of, you know, the clairs, clairaudient, clairsentient, claircog, etc., whatever. So I'm very claircognizant. So it's pretty, and I'm an empath too. So it's pretty rare that I'm put in a predicament where I'm unaware of what's going to happen, what's happening, what's not happening, you know, what could, like, anything, drama, basically. Because I feel like I missed that drama. I'm rarely put in places to where drama is in form. Like, I'm too, if I won't even leave the house if I'm not comfortable. Like, and comfortability to me is my attire as well. Like, I cannot, like, clothing, and I have to keep my head wrapped because there's certain things, you know, of course, if you're spiritual. Well, a former spirit, it doesn't even matter because a lot of spiritual people don't practice this, but I think it goes to what your belief is in spiritualism. I'm going to say that because before it wasn't like that. Then after it was, because a lot of spiritual people don't practice crystal work. They don't do a lot of essential natural healing oils. They don't go routes that I go that fulfill me and attain to me. So it's a lot forms of spirituality, spiritualism, whichever way you want to conduct verbally by saying. I wrap my head, like, my head has to be wrapped. It doesn't matter if it's, like, a band around, it has to be, it's just I'm an empath, I absorb too much that has nothing to do with me. And that's so rough, it's so rough to me. Like, I think that's one of the roughest things, is because a lot of times I'll be feeling these emotions, because there's a difference from emotions and feelings as well. I'll be feeling emotions that don't even belong to me, and I can't place to whom they belong to, because most of the time I'm not even around the situation that the emotions are like. Even if I'm on the phone, like, I'm taking on other people's emotions and who I'm on the phone with background, like, all kind of things. I just think it's just so, sometimes it gets overwhelming, and it's very overbearing, because it's like, well, now my mood is shifting. Now I'm uneasy. I feel off in the name of somebody that I probably don't even know, or someone else suffering, and et cetera. And it just makes me have to feel, I get drained. It's like, I get really, really drained. Like, I'll be out all day. Like, honestly, it's a goal. If you get me, and it's such something that you need to celebrate. If you are an empath and you can be out all day, an entire day, having a shebang with whomever, whichever, whatever, a parlay, and you not come home and be, like, literally in a coma. Like, because I can't do it. Like, in 5 hours, me being out. Maybe somewhere like a festival, because I'm not really a person who does parties. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I'm really not like a subnormal or categorical or, you know, this era statistical individual. I do none of that. Those things, they don't interest me. I'm not intrigued by it. It doesn't, it's kind of, I don't know. It just makes my veins itch, to be honest. So. If you can be out and, like, oh, yeah, for, like, hours. So, maybe I'll be out at a festival or something. And for, like, maybe, it don't even have to be a handful of hours. It can be 4 hours, you know, limit. Just using it for this purpose. I would just come home and feel like I was out for, like, a week straight. I haven't been home, haven't rested for days. Just been out. I would be drained. Like, I would not want to get up, do what I need to do the next day. Everything. I would be really drained. I'm taking on all of these other people's, so many of whatever, which or, because, and I say this because a lot of people aren't aware that they're grieving inside. Like, people are really ailing inside. You're ailing inside, like ailing, like A-I-L-I-N-G, because I know my accent sometimes comes on strong, and you're probably thinking I'm saying alienating, but no, ailing, like A-I-L-I-N-G. So you should go look that up if you don't know what that means. It's basically like, you're ill inside, like you're just to basic it up. People are grieving inside. And it doesn't even have to be grieving about someone else. They're grieving about themselves. You cannot heal what you don't reveal. You're hiding things from you, about you, because of you. You know, you don't self-celebrate because you don't know how to self-celebrate. You know, you don't know the difference between insecure and esteem, which means, you know, some insecurities and self-esteem, that's two different loads of things. People think if you practice or you are a form of cocky, arrogant, cavalier, conceit, whatever which or you want to direct yourself to calling it, they think that's a form of self-esteem. I never even understood why people would ever think that, like, ever. Because I'd be just thinking, like, you don't know the difference. But I'm, like, more of a person that I'm into word etymology. So I'd be, like, needing to know the direct for sure of anything I say personally, especially when I'm not, when I'm unaware of, or I'm unenlightened or ignorant towards the background of it. So I'm definitely etymology, individual. Meanwhile, people are grieving inside themselves. They're molding. It's like they're rotting out. They have these vacancies in themselves, and they think that another external source can fulfill that. Like, I think when an individual comes towards me, it's an intimidation that they get, not because I'm shaped the way I'm shaped, because, like, I think it's less about my hips and, you know, et cetera and all that. I think that, personally. It's less about that, and it's more so about, like, you know how, like, you know a beacon when you feel one. Like, you know a beacon, and I'm definitely illuminating, luminous individual. I'm not going to pretend like I'm more positivism than negative, because I'm very balanced. I can tell you, you know, fuck you and, you know, many great wishes at the same time. So people are getting intimidated, as if it's an unorthodox thing, but they get intimidated because I'm very strong-willed. I'm very powerful. I'm not willing to undo my skin, strip me, step out of it to become who you feel I should be. Your definition of me doesn't move me. I'm not gonna be shaken by how you think I should be presenting or living my life, because I'm very, like, I'm the epitome of etiquette. So, and then it's kind of, I think these people are aggressively unintelligent these days, are aggressively benighted. They're, like, so benighted, and I can't even have a, like, I don't want to converse with someone who lacks social skills. It's like texting is, like, the ultimate preferred form of communication. You can't pay me to get me to have a, you're not going to text me my life away. Like, I will look at your text messages and it just will never get answered. Like, you're going to call, we're going to formally have a conversation. Like, I need to know, read me a book or something. You want to impress me? Read me the first page out of a book or something. Because you got to really do that with people. Because it's like, I need to know what I'm getting myself into. So I'm going to ask you every single thing, so it won't, like, that pops in my head, so it won't pop up down the line and I'll be like, what am I into? I don't want to stay with anyone or around anyone in the name of love or time. And I think that's why a lot of people stay in situations in the name of time or in the name of love or in the name of external investments. Because if you're internally invested in yourself and all the accordance and harmonic and you're in sync and aligned with yourself, like the way that you're supposed to be, you're not staying with someone in the name of anything else other than them having that self-healing, them having that self-indulgence, them being number one to themselves too, so that they can be, you know, you two can be one, but in two different bodies. Like, I'm complete without somebody else. I'm fulfilled without someone else, because complete and fulfilled is two different things. I don't think people comprehend that neither, but anyway, I'm fulfilled and I'm complete without someone else. Like, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I didn't say that, because I'm not there. I'm not speaking on that. I'm speaking on the fulfillment and completing of me personally. Meaning I'm 27. I've still never been in love. I've never had my heart broken. I wish that I could say that I wasn't the, you know, reasoning behind hearts getting broken, or, you know, people feeling I'm their better half and etc. Like, I wish I could say that, but Unfortunately, I'm incapable of, and I say fortunately because some people needed to know, like, in order to really soar outside of you, like, I'm not here to fulfill you. I mean, I'm a healer. We can work on that. I'm very nurturing. That's what I'm here for. Like, I love, like, indulging and pushing you to spike and spark up your healings. That's great. Like, that notion is something that is definitely needed, like, and it should be wanted. So go obtain it, you know. But it does bother people that I'm very, like, it doesn't matter how long we've known each other. You betray me, I'm walking out. You know, like, I can deal with the little things because I feel like, you know, you're still working on yourself. It doesn't matter. Friendship, companionship, DNA, because that's another thing. DNA will just use that to, it's just like damn near depleted. Like, they feel like, okay, well, they're family, we'll speak again, or let people cool off. That's another thing. I'm not a person you can use what you know from other situations or me, because when it gets to me, everything, all of what you believe stops at me, especially when you're not on a certain caliber of belief systems as I am. Like, it stops at me. Don't use what you used on other individuals. Don't come to me. What's good, baby girl? How you doing, little mama? How was I don't know how they get approached, because I don't get approached like that. I look like you're not about to approach me like that. So social media, they will try to ease in, but I'd be thinking like, you can't read. I don't respond to them anyway. I be thinking, you can't read what I say and approach me the opposite of what I'm preaching. Like, you should know I'm very, like, screw enlightened, screw awakened, screw wise, screw me being a cosmos seed, screw me being, you know, obsessed with the tree gods and, you know, the, like, screw all of that. You are not about to approach me as if I don't post these descriptive as memoirs, damn near, of my ideologies, of my definitions, daily. So to read those, you should comprehend within whatever you're going through, or within whatever you, because I say what you're going through, because it's like you can only approach someone on your conscious level. Like, you cannot, because it, the veil is the is the veil's gonna fall. You can't keep wearing a mask for 3, 4, 5 years. So for you to know that I'm not like what you're immune to accepting, or, you know, approaching, and still approach me like it's this, I'm trash, or I'm about to give in. You know, people think, oh, okay, well, I see this a lot. I get courted, but they get more intimidated by saying it to me, because I will give you the stir of hell. Like, do not, you're thick. I'm sorry, is that supposed to be a compliment to me? Like, I'm a goddess out here. You will not, that's above a queen. Like, they can have that queen shit, 'cause that's just going around. Like, good, go ahead, you a queen. Like, I'm a goddess out here, which is higher than that. So do not approach me thinking that that shit is gonna, like, make me weak for you, or I'm enticed by being called thick. Like, what are you talking about? What, I don't care if it's like, you're not seeing me with your third eye. You're not seeing me in another dimension. You're seeing me with literally normal ass eyes. Like, I'm uninterested just from that. Like, you can look at the way I present myself, the way I dress, and you would know. Like, I can't approach her the way anyone that's on a existence level that which I am sharing would know not to approach me in that manner. I just wish more people would comprehend that that's not okay. But I can't really be too stagnant about that. I can't really be too, I can't feel too rebarbative about it due to it's what's accepted. Like, females accept that. Accept being called thick to spark off a conversation. There's so many other things you could say about me. Like, oh, you look so organic and clean and natural. Because I don't wear makeup. And again, that's, this has something to do with me being aware of how it's made and things of that. And then I don't want to. Like, I want to be able to wake up and take a shower and go out and, you know, chill and get some iron from the sun, vitamin D's from the star, whatever. Like, just sit out without me having to, like, I don't know. I want my melanin to be activated from outside, just purely, merely. I don't want, again, people can wear what they want. I don't care. But that's not me. Like, I would prefer, that's a compliment to me. Like, thank you for being natural. Thank you for having a natural figure. You know, well, it's very natural, but it looks unnatural. So thank you for having, and when I say that, it's kind of like people here in this country, because If you follow me, you know where I'm originally from. And this country is kind of like, when you have a distinctive figure, it has something to do with a surgical procedure being taking place. And it's like, okay. I don't get that. I only get it on social media. But I don't get it in life. Like, people don't come and they're kind of like, oh, do you wear waist trainers? And no, I don't wear that. But if they do, that's fine for them. But I respect my body too much to be trying. I don't want to look like how people feel that they want. I don't want to look like I. That's what esteem is. Being okay with how you look. Not trying to change yourself for anybody else. Anything. Like, no. I don't feel like I need to change myself. I don't feel like I want to change myself. I'm very modified. I have a lot of body modifications, which means, like, piercings, tattoos, like, scarifications. If you know what scarifications is, it's ancient root. All of these are ancient, what I have. Every piercing has a story. Every tattoo has an art story. Like, it's just that. It's, I'm very, like, I'm just break all barriers of, I'm so many different genres. It's just crazy. Even down to the tunes that I listen to. Like, people be like, what are you listening to? Who, I never heard of African blues. What's the difference between African and, you know, American blues? Like, I mean, I'm very into enhancing you. It's fine, but I can't listen, because I know that what you listen to plays a part on how you feel about yourself. And then all this is self-healing. So I listen to a lot of healing tunes from idiosyncratic to, you know, binaural. It doesn't matter. I'm just there. Like, I'm there not for others to be able to keep up with them, but for myself. Because my spirituality is not a trend at all. It's not a trend. Meanwhile, sorry if this is back all over the place again, because I told you before, this is about to be up, down, around, crisscross, parallel, like, I don't know, backwards, parallel, it's about to be everywhere. How many minutes is this so far? Because I said I wasn't going to try to make this an hour, because it's just, it'd be redundant sometimes, but due to me not being able to, I don't want to type right now, I just want to vocally, you know, annihilate, so. How that goes. I have to take my glasses off. So, back to this whole, okay, wait, let's speak on this. Cause I was talking about family too. I have a family that I don't mind telling, because I'm very testimonial. I feel like people should speak more on things that they're like, they want to be scarce of, like, they scarce themselves from that. And I feel like that's an abnormal normalcy, like, a lot of things in poverty level beings, because I'm not even speaking on the poverty levels that gentrification depletes, like, you know, and enhances, not that, which is dope. I'm speaking on the poverty levels that we have within ourselves. Like, the oppression levels that we share within ourselves, too. Because, first let me just disrupt and say this. Like, I've suffered from a lot of taunting, to this day still taunting, horrific things that I've been silent about. And it warped me. When I got in my early 20s. I'm saying it like I'm so old. I'm 27, so. 27 in this physical vessel. So, yeah. That warped me in my early 20s. And it just kept me stuck. For so many years. It just kept me stuck. I was just stuck in a place of innocuous rot. Like, I just felt me molding internally, and it spilled externally. Like, it was no way it didn't show, because when I look back at the altitude from where I was then versus now, it's just kind of like, people would always say, like, as I try to step outside myself and look and see, like, I like to ask questions like, well, what would your previous friends who are no longer friends say about you? And, you know, that matters to me. Like, not off of the fact that reputation, some people take that and it's one of the five things that matters the most. Not off of that. It's off of more things like, I never want non-devotional and non-loyal, because it's two different things too. I'm going to tell y'all when it's two different things. You know, not truthful. Those type of things, I don't want to be not even in my shadows. I don't even want that to be a part of how people verbally display me. I have been known to walk out of individuals' lives, doesn't matter, friend, etc., with no closure, because I believe not every situation decides to have, like, it doesn't need to have closure, because sometimes closure keeps you at bay, but when you run across that situation again, you're lured right back in. Like, that's just me. I don't want to give closure, and I don't really need closure from a lot of things, like, because I feel like things that I have need closure from, and that I, like, it holds a sort of power over me, because it means I'm willing to still go back and render something, whether it's me conjuring up your reasoning for partaking into damaging me in a way, or etc. Like, the only closure I feel like I want and need is about and for myself. I don't need to look someone who has snatched me of any part of innocence that I have felt that I've had at that point in life. I don't feel I need to look at them and say, why did you do this? I don't feel like I need to sit in front of them and say, you need to be in jail. I don't feel like I need to be in a product of any part of them in a quantity of any part of them saying, why, like, do you know what you did to me? Why is this okay? I don't know. I don't feel like that. What answer could you give me? What apology could you give me that'll heal me? Like, I have to go now and do works of heal. That's why I'm so adamant on volunteer work. I'm so adamant on being an egalitarian, because it has nothing. By defaults make me feminist too, but egalitarian as well. Like, it makes me want to indulge more and welcome more open, out loud healing. A lot of people is always like, oh, you should write a book for what you went through and things. You can look at me and tell life has been so, so rough. Yet, I'm just such a phoenix. Like, I can't allow people to snatch my own rights against myself. Like, I feel like I've allowed people to turn me against me so many times. In the name of moments. In the midst of that turned into years and years and years of me just not even realizing this stuff building up. This darkness outweighing my light. Like, I can't do that. I don't want to be that. Like, I'm not, that's not okay with me. That's not okay with my humanism levels. You know, it's not okay. I mean, like, it did take me until probably, you know, within a couple of years ago to really endorse, invite, accept, and remind myself and remember that healing is needed. And it's okay. It's okay. I feel like I'm going to be healing forever, to be honest. Because, you know, I just think that's my personal mission, is to perpetually heal. Until I'm, you know, called back to being a starseed. and, you know, I don't know. I feel a bit nostalgic anyway. Meanwhile. So, with me, like, feeling like I wasn't incapable of granting closure to some people, I just wanted them to, like, I didn't feel like it was owed. I didn't feel like they needed it from me. I feel like they caused themselves to conjure up notions to make them feel like that it was so strong that they felt a want can be converted into a need, if that makes sense. But No, you didn't need it because you're still breathing. You're still moving on. You're not depressed if you were not any longer. Like, you strive through that. You pressed on. Like, people will stay and keep going back for, I can't do that. I don't care how much I love you, how much you matter to me, how much I care, how much I'm there to allow you to press on, because sometimes people have surpassed me, you know, but in certain aspects of being, I feel like, or in the name of time, none of that is ever going to cause me to stay stationed in a place to where it's corrupting any sort of me. And it comes across as a contradiction because it seems like, well, how do you allow someone else to corrupt you? Well, it's possible. It's very much so possible. You can be, it's like you're around things and people. I'm going to say people for now. You're around people. And well, me, because of how spiritual I am. Like, you can be a spiritual vampire. Like, you can be a Machiavellian, you know, which is a sort of con artist, in case people don't know. Like, you could just be this mendacious ass fucking person, this vile ass individual, and you can wear that cover so fucking well. And because I'm a healer, you can use that as, that's my vulnerability as well. That's my weakness. I can't see anyone in distraught, and can't see a homeless person, and I feel like I have to have a conversation with them, like, and like, I don't know, it, and like, make them feel like, I don't know, a sense of relief. I have a soft spot for people like that, mostly. Soft spot for trauma type people. I have a soft spot for people, stories written on them where you can just sense and you can see, and it's a different level for me. I have a soft spot for that. It's just, and it's like a such a grand soft spot that I'm not even willing to feel like it's a burden. I'm just like, I become excited about it, and you know, and I'm grateful that I even come equipped with being that individual, that can being a prototype of that individual too, that is very like welcoming. Like, I don't know, soft spot. But anyway, so people, like, awful people can just be around you, and you could just absorb how they are, like, and you could just start talking like them, you could just think like them, like, all kind. I don't want to, like, I don't want to. I mean, it's just, I'm not at liberty to be okay with that. Like, I don't want to, like, and it makes it seem like, because I have people who think, oh, like, family, I'm just gonna put it out there, family, that I think that I'm better than them. Because I'm esoteric. Because I'm eccentric, they presume that I am allegedly better than them. Because I choose to stay away from situation that's even gonna cause me to be phony. I'm not one per I to me, I'm like true to me. Like, people say that, but it's like, no, you're not. If you're around people who will lie about other things that you know they're lying about, and you endorse that, and you're okay with that, no, I'm not. I'm not. That's me. I'm not. If we, you and I, I'm a person where you and I can have a segregated belief system that, and it won't cause me any claircognizant. It won't cause me to want to dissect you for who you are, why you are that way, why you bring. I don't do that. I can coexist with people of different ideologies, definitions, beliefs, theories. It doesn't matter. That's me. I can do that. You know, it happens. But my family, for some sort, feels that I'm an alternative individual. Like, I'm very alternative. So, due to me being, even in me being, with me being alternative, I'm rare as hell. Like, I'm the rare kind of alternative. Like, literally, style from, like, I don't know, hippie to emo. Like, it doesn't even matter. It's that type. It's that deep. You know, most alternative people are alternative in one genre under the umbrella of being alternative. Like, you can't place me. You can't place my style. You can't place my mentality. Like, I'm just, yeah, I'm unplaceable. Like, when it comes to that, I'm very, like, limitless. And my family's the most persecuting, crucifying individuals I think I've probably came across ever. Like, they're very, why does she dress so weird? They're very, why does she always keep her hair covered? They're very, why is she so colorful? They're very, why does she have so many piercings or tattoos? And they're very those type of people. They're very, why does she sit over there by herself like she's weird? As if weird isn't, one, people don't comprehend weird. It's good to weird and it's off to weird. You know, weird, when I said I was esoteric, eccentric earlier, those are forms of weird too. So you call me weird, I'm just like, it's a compliment to me. I don't get, you can't, people don't move me too much because one, I don't put my emotions into things. Especially when it's like, we're not even there. It's not an emotional gratification for me. Like, next, you know, and I'm not like a very openly to shenanigans feeling type person. Like, if you want to be barbaric and etc., you can, by all men, be over there in that section like that. I'm not about to be over there rocking with you when you acting a damn baboon. Like, so, because of that, they feel like, what the hell? Like, why are you this and that? And I don't, small talk doesn't, like, it won't do anything for me. I don't want to small talk. I don't even like, I don't want to gossip. Like, I'm uninterested. I can't, what do we have in common, really? I'm not about to talk to you about hair and makeup, because I'm not interested in those things. I don't wear makeup, I don't do none of that, so why do we need to talk about that? Reality television shows, I'm really uninterested. I'm not even into that. Television shows I'm into, people don't watch. It's, like, distinct. Or is people of this culture are like they are mentally unavailable towards that type of stuff. Like, I'm not saying everything I do has to be enhancing, but that's what I'd be interested in. That's what connects me. You know, I don't know. I don't know. But that's that. I'm not about to talk about what are we gonna talk about? Fucking? Why? You know, and sorry for putting it that way. I don't want to put it in that, you know, but yeah. I don't want to talk about that. Like, what do we need to talk about that? Not putting it like it's, taboo. Like, that's a taboo topic. It's not, but I'm uninterested. I don't want to talk about that. We don't need to talk about that. We're not, like, no. Why would that, I don't know. It's just, it's certain grounds to where I'm reserved. I'm very reserved. And it's like an indescribable reservation that I carry. Like, I don't know. It's that, maybe it's that poetess shit, because I'm very disastrous as hell. Like, how they say the most beautiful things are just such disastrous. That's just for us, like, right there. It's just me right there in the mix of that somewhere. My family, I feel like they're very phony. I feel like they are the type where, well, most people, I hear most people overhear them. I observe a lot. I overhear people saying, everybody, family has, no, it doesn't, I'm not speaking on your family. I'm speaking on my family. My family's very phony. I'm not a person that if we are not communicating, or if I knew you said some really awful negative stuff towards me, I'm not a kill them with kindness type person. My Grammy was like that. That skipped me. I'm not like that. I'm not going to say anything to you. Yeah, I'm not even gonna, you're gonna try to hug me? No, thank you. I don't want you to hug me. You're okay. Like, I'm fine. And I've done this. But to them, it's like, you being innocuous. Like, you bringing all of this BS to this. Why the fuck did you bring your ass away to try to talk to me? Like, you knew that it was gonna get back to me. Or you knew I was going to feel that you had an issue with me. Why be phony? If you see me once a year at a family event, do not act like you are, like, in such distraught that, like, you're in this distraught placement that you feel like I don't communicate with you. Like, we don't communicate outside the family, outside of this, the event. We might have one event. And I never talk to them again. They ask for my numbers, all of that. Why? We don't communicate. You don't really want it. You just want to not feel, like, embarrassed, one. Because I will embarrass the hell out you. And not even willingly embarrass you. I will, like, you'll try to hug me and I'll say, no, I don't want you to touch me. We don't need it. Like, and I have done that. And it was just a big thing. And it's just kind of like, anytime I'm around, it's World War 15, like, what? Because I'm just a person where it's just like, why do we need to play phony? I'm not good at pretending. I'm not an actress at all. I don't know how to pretend. Like, it's just, it, I don't know. It makes my bones irk. Like, I don't want to. Why can't we just be here? Like, it's not like I'm giving you nasty looks. I'm not shading anything, honey. The sun is all out over here. Like, so why do you feel like we have to communicate this one round, this one gathering? You're never gonna see me no more for the rest of this year. My family don't see me for years at a time sometimes. And it's like, as soon as they see me, like, it's like, you gotta play phony. Like, I didn't know you was talking big shit, horrible stuff about me on, like, to other people that I, like, am now, like, close to. Like, now that I'm close to a particular person, like, I know all of the dirt. And I'll be sitting here thinking, what kind of people would, because I'm not equipped with that type of fraudulent act to where I'm gonna talk mad crazy about you. I'm gonna be disturbingly, disruptingly, disgustingly, impulsively, like, I'm, though, because names can't, like, it's like, I'm huge on, like, words, too. So you have to be mindful what you say about people towards the universe. Like, the universe is always listening. Like, don't be throwing no negativity my way. But even when I'm not around, don't be speaking that. What matters to me is how you are when I'm not around as well. Like, that's major to me, too. But anyway, so they're the type that they'll just be, like, saying horrible stuff. Stuff that they don't even know. Like, I've been called prostitutes for my family, all kind of stuff. Because I won't tell them my occupation. Because you being fucking nosy. It's none of your manners. Why, if I do what I do, if I'm doing. No, it's none of your manners. Why is that? I don't even like when people that want to get to know me ask me that. Like, let me come to you. Let me release who I am to you without you asking me something like that. Why is that? I just feel like that's such a mediocre question. Like, what do? Where do you work? Who do you live with? What do you drive? Why does any of that matter? I'm not asking you for a handout. Like, that don't determine my ambition to me. Like, to me, it doesn't. Like, it really doesn't to me. So why does that matter? Like, I mean, if anything, if I'm a deal with someone, I don't care what you have. Seriously, if you have nothing good, we gonna grind and shine till we get it all. That's fine with me. Like, maybe you had no motivation, inspiration prior to me, so now we about to be, litty. And sometimes people don't know where they want to do. Like, I've been to school for so many different things. Social psychology, fucking religion. Like, I've been to school for so many things, like, literally. And I've stopped digital technology. Like, I've been for a lot of things, and I halted that because I no longer had a passion for it. I'm not gonna do something for 8, 10, 9 years if I'm not so assured that this is where I'm going to retire from. This is what I'm gonna do. This is what I literally need to do. Especially storm chaser. I used to want to be a storm chaser, all kind of things. But if I'm not putting my all into it, I'm not gonna be able to do it for you. It's not gonna work for me. I don't want, like, I'm not a person who wants to be a business owner, like an entrepreneur. I give props to them. It has nothing to do with it being too much work. I just don't want to do it on the name and a grant of. I'd rather build somebody else's dynasty up. Like, I feel like workers don't get enough, like, we don't get enough compensation, like verbal compensation to, of course, you won't get your finances right. Hopefully they get up to par where you feel they need to be. Blessings towards that for you. But I feel like they don't, that's what make the world go round. Like, we're the one, the boss is this, giving out the architecture dialogues to it. We the one putting it all together, mastering it for you. Like, so I want to do that to somebody. I put, like, that's what I would love to do. But on the other hand, yeah, being an entrepreneur, I don't want to. I have so many entrepreneurs around me who's doing big boss ass fucking shit, and it's so grand. And sorry for my profanity. I get, again, that's just that equilibrium, that's that balance. I'm just this hood. I'm not ratchet and ghetto. I'm hood because it's a difference. And I'm very wise and, prim, and yeah, I'm gonna say prim because that's what my mother called me. prim. That's why a lot of people call me bougie, but they don't understand like my definition of bougie, because it's very a lot of definitions of bougie. It varies, of course, and it's standards. That's just it. Standards. Just that one word. So many different things fall under that one word, and you can depict whatever, which will have. I said this wasn't gonna be long, and look at me. I told y'all, be just rambling. You imagine being around me? I just ramble. Like when I'm just in a source of like people who to whom share, like I don't know the existences that I do. I'm just like this. But when I'm around mediocre people, sublime people, benighted people, oh no, I'd be uncomfortable. I have to remove myself. You would just think that people think I'm bashful. I'm nowhere near shy at all. Like, I'm not a shy person. I'm not introverted, nor am I extroverted. I'm an ambivert. Like, I'm not. Like, I'm very, open. Like, but small talk doesn't, not impressed, intrigued, convinced, interested, like, captivated, etc., whichever way you want to put. It doesn't work for me. That's probably why I just refuse to press play on dating, because it's just some things that I be just, you ever look at somebody on Instagram or Facebook, but I'm more of an Instagram person because I follow tons and tons of enlightening ass things on Instagram, but of course you still got your eye candies. So you ever look at someone and it's just kind of like, why do you talk like that? You don't even look, you look so precious. I would never think you talk like that. Like, I look, and this just makes me unfollow so many people. Like, I'll see them posting, because when I post things, like, if you follow me, it's, like, when I post, I'm probably gonna leave, my Instagram should be on here, though. If not, it's, I'm gonna take the time to tell you it at the end of this clip. But, yeah, it's like, when I post things, they're directly my thoughts, which is, I never post other people's thoughts. That's fine. I'm not saying people can't. It's okay. But I don't post other people's thoughts because I don't really have the, like, you know, it's cool. If I repost it, I'll repost it and you'll see that this person's name is tagged. But when I post, it be me. I be thinking people, because I've had people to say, where do you get your, you know, your memes from and things? But no, I just type it in Snapchat and screenshot it. I type it in Snapchat and save it to my phone, and I repost it on my Instagram and or Facebook. But otherwise, no, I don't, that'd be really me. If you know me, you know how I talk and how depth it gets with me. And how layered, and like, I'm very versatile with the topics, scenarios, whichever or at handy. So when I post, it's kind of me. So when other people post, I'll be, you know, assuming that is them too, saying the same thing, like, you know. And then when they start to talk, it's like, what the wait, why are you so okay, you just way too benighted for me to even want. Why am I following you? Like, you was looking really, like, it's tasteful to look at. Like, you're really tasteful, you know, but when I hear you talk, everything goes out the window. Looks don't move me the way that it moves other people. Like, you could just be so, like, intoxicating looking. You could look so intoxicating. You could look magnet, like, I don't care. It doesn't even matter. I'm worried about what's internally, like, what that internal looking at, what that's looking like. Like, that's what I'm going to be feeling at the end of the day, especially when I lie down with you. No, that's what I'm going to be feeling at the end of the day. You will not be putting all them sex demons off on me. You will not be putting all them emotional disconnections from yourself off on me. I will not be waking up in a rough mood and be feeling sick and all that other shit because you don't have your shit together. You don't know how, you didn't start. No, I will not. I'm too spiritual for all of that. My spirituality wouldn't even allow me to, if I wanted to be attracted to people on looks alone. Like, no, honestly, it don't even matter what you look like to me, seriously. Like, long as you over a certain age, like, which I like them older, and you have like self healing, it's the process, is the ultimate goal. Oh, hello, hi. Like, I ask people, what's the best part about being you? What are your vices? You know, like things like that. I ask questions that is going to put me in a predicament where I'm aware of who I'm dealing with far before, you know, it gets to a point to where we're even ready to date. Like, I need to know, because if you tell me other, show me otherwise when we're dating, we got an issue. I'm gonna leave your ass on scene. Like, I asked you through the same question three different ways. It might be the first year one way, the fourth year another way. Like, it don't matter. I'm gonna ask you three times the same question, because sometimes people don't comprehend in one way. So if you switch your answer up the third time I ask you, I'm gonna just automatically feel like you a liar. I'm sorry. You too mendacious for me to fuck with. Like, it's been working for me. People be feeling like, why? That's so, no, I'm not being overly dramatic. It's been working for me. I've never had my heart broken. I'm not afraid of love. I'm not commitment shy. I'm not afraid to get my heart broken, because one, I'm a poetess. I'm an artist. So it's kind of like, I'm gonna put my shit back together delightfully. Like, I'm a fan of being a phoenix. I'm a fan of arising from nothing. So that doesn't appease me, nor does this, it cause me to be scared. I'm not commitment shy, but I'm not willing to look at somebody and wake up 10 years down the line and say, this ain't working for me no more. I think that's so disgusting that people be like, we grew apart, it's why we broke up. Did you not think that that spell was going to happen in your marriage prior to getting married? How dare you take 10 years of somebody's life and remove yourself from it at be like, that's the selfishest shit ever. Like, and you no longer get to be selfish. After a certain amount of years of being with somebody, you no longer, it's not even about you. Like, it shouldn't be about you in the beginning when you even say you about to marry them. You shouldn't even be date nobody and get in a relationship with nobody if you don't see yourself going the ultimate goal with them, which is the vows under whoever you believe in. So when you do that shit, it's fucked up, and I ain't fucking with it. Like, I'm not. I won't even date somebody who's told me they've cheated more than once on somebody, on two different people. Nope, I'm not. I'm not interested. It's not even once a cheater, always a cheater. It's kind of like, you're too self-indulged for me, and I don't think you realize it. Those type of people, you gotta really point out every little thing they do, and I'm not willing to do that, because I'm a very benevolent person. I'm very forgiving. So once you do something to me, I want to be able to not bring it up again by forgiving you. But if I keep gotten to bring it up, then okay, you know, ain't no magic going on here, because I'm gonna keep talking, I'm gonna keep losing respect for you. That's not okay. But anyway, for you to be with somebody that long and tell them, like, no, did you not think that that was the 7 year mark hit, the 2nd year mark hit? You know it's gonna happen. You know it gets rough. Why? That's the point. What happens when this person is old and boring? Are you gonna leave them because of that? I think that is so disturbing. And it's like, no, you, not me. We about to do a blood sacrifice on this. Not me, not me. Okay, so I'm gonna stop here, cause it's just a lot more. This is just like a, I told you this was just gonna be all over the place. I do, I warned y'all. I'm not gonna apologize, not cause I'm unapologetic with this, because as I said in the beginning several times, I even said it in the middle so you can know, just in case it slipped past, you know, you before, that it was gonna be all over the place, up, down, around, you know, whatever. And I feel like a parts of it was at random as well. So yeah. I can't apologize for that. Meanwhile, I do want to give you my Instagram name, because if you go on there, even if I don't post, because I don't post my thoughts on my actual page, it's just like videos of me and things, but I have them on like the little circles. I don't know, the little live circle things that go across the top. You should see them. I have them on there, and you can read till you can't anymore. It's like all of them is damn near there. And I also have them on my Facebook little circles too. My Instagram name is O as in Omnius. Let me say normal words. O as in over. M as in manners. G as in God. Underscore. I as in Italy. Another I as in. I'm so sorry. My mind went so blank just now because I'm looking at this time and just probably because it went blank. I as in Italian. And B as in boxing. O as in over. Another O as in overly. What is my Instagram? I'm just going to spell it all the way out because this the time is getting to me. Okay. OMG underscore IIBOOJEEY. So it should say OMG underscore IBOOJEE. B with a boy. So I'll post it on here because this time is going out. I'm so sorry.